The movie Blood Diamond opened in theaters this week. It's a chilling look at the world of conflict diamonds. Those are diamonds that are bought and sold on the black market in Africa. Rebel groups use the profits to fund insurgencies in countries like Sierra Leone and Angola. The diamonds eventually find their way into the legal diamond trade and ultimately into shiny glass cases in jewelry stores across America and Europe. Consumers are rarely aware that the diamonds they're buying might be tainted. But if you don't want to wear a blood diamond on your finger, there are other options, Cynthia Graber reports.
Diamonds are forever. They won't leave in the night. I've no fear that they might desert me. Diamonds are forever.
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Earlier this year, Kanye West released a new song. It was all about the good life and luxury, including diamonds. Then he learned about human rights abuses financed by the diamond trade. He was so outraged, he changed his lyrics.
Good morning, this ain't Vietnam still. People lose hands, legs, arms for real. Little was known in Sierra Leone and how it connected to diamonds.
That same issue was also on Tom Egan's mind. He was about to propose and needed a ring, but he knew his girlfriend would want to know where the diamond came from.
We were actually in Amsterdam recently, and we saw a photo exhibit on like the conditions that diamonds were mined in Africa, and like the corruption that it fuels.
See a part of me saying, keep shining, how? When I know what a blood diamonds, though it's thousands of miles away, Sierra Leone connect to what we go through today.
The conflicts fueled by diamonds have killed millions of people, over 3 million people, and have dislocated people and have really devastated the economies of these countries.
Corinna Gilfillan is with the nonprofit Global Witness. It was one of the first groups to bring international attention to the issue of conflict diamonds.
So we've seen very brutal wars that have been financed by diamonds. And the whole purpose of what Global Witness is trying to do with our diamond campaign is to stop the trade in conflict diamonds and make sure that diamonds never again fuel conflict in the future.
When Tom Egan set off to find a diamond that would fit with the couple's values, he first looked for a certified Canadian diamond. That's because, well, there are no rebel groups in Canada. But when Tom asked for a Canadian diamond at a Boston jewelry store, the woman behind the counter laughed at him. She thought his question was ridiculous.
I wasn't trying to, convince her of anything or enforce my political views on her. I was just asking. After that, I was trying to get out of there as fast as possible.
Tom decided to look for Canadian diamonds online. He didn't know that a couple of miles from his home, at the Bach Gallery in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Anna Katarina Dervishevic creates original jewelry with Canadian diamonds.
So what we do is we mix them with sapphires, pink tourmaline, and we incorporate them within our own designs. So this is a Canadian cushion. This is a round brilliant.
For Dervishevic, selling Canadian diamonds was an ethical decision. She had been a war photographer in Sarajevo and had seen children whose hands had been cut off and women who had been gang raped. The war in Bosnia had nothing to do with blood diamonds.
But I think once you go through an experience like that, most of your decisions are based on that.
In addition to Canadian diamonds, there's another option for concerned consumers, antique diamonds. There's no chance profits from these could fuel conflicts. And there's a third option. 3 years ago, the nonprofit Global Witness partnered with the diamond industry to come up with a way to end the trade in conflict diamonds. The result is called the Kimberley Process. Cecilia Gardner is legal advisor for the industry group, the World Diamond Council.
The Kimberley Process is a certification program that controls the movement of rough diamonds across international borders.
Countries that agree to the Kimberley Process allow monitoring of their diamond trade. Those monitors make sure all the stones have been funneled through legitimate mines. But that's not the end of the process. Almost all rough diamonds from around the world end up on trading floors in Belgium. So these buyers are crucial gatekeepers, and they've signed on to the process as well. So in theory, rebels and criminals, particularly in Africa, are no longer able to sell diamonds. But diamond smuggling does continue. Again, Cecilia Gardner.
We feel that the Kimberley Process has gone a long way to achieving its goals, which is to end the practice of using diamonds to fund conflict. Will there always be smuggling of diamonds? Yes. Will people use diamonds to commit crimes? I'm afraid so.
The final step in the Kimberley process is the warranties that get passed down to the retail stores. Global Witness says customers should ask to see the warranty certifying that a jewelry store only buys Kimberley processed diamonds. As for Tom Egan,
diamonds are forever.
He ended up finding a jeweler online and buying a certified Canadian diamond.
It went well. Yeah, I'm very happy with the result.
And Egan is also happy with the result of his proposal. His girlfriend said yes. For the World Vision Report, I'm Cynthia Graber in Boston.